The Senate is debating President Bush's nominee to a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Miguel Estrada has strong credentials, and as a judicial nominee, he earned the highest rating from the American Bar Association. Republicans urge quick confirmation, but Democrats say Estrada's reticence regarding his judicial philosophy and his lack of judicial experience make him a stealth nominee, NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
From the get-go, the partisan lines were clear. So were the stakes. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is considered the second most important court in the country. If the Senate confirms Miguel Estrada, he could become the first Hispanic nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said he doesn't have a clue what kind of judge Estrada would be on the bench. He said Estrada evaded questions posed to him by Democrats at his confirmation hearing last year. Questions like, are there any Supreme Court cases in the past 40 years that you disagree with?
When he avoided answering question after question after question, then I ended up with more questions than answers.
Republicans contend Estrada answered the questions well enough by saying he would follow the law regardless of his personal beliefs. Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter said Democrats were being unfair.
What is really being attempted here is to impose a test that you have to be in philosophical agreement in order to get the vote of a senator for confirmation. And I suggest to you that that's an inappropriate test. It's not the traditional test. And it is going much, much too far.
But Democrat Charles Schumer of New York said he feared Estrada was stonewalling as part of a strategy by the Justice Department and the White House.
They told him not to answer questions. That was what they told him to do. Because, again, they know Mr. Estrada's views. They don't want anybody else to know because I believe, if they were revealed, they are so far out of the mainstream that he would not be approved. I don't know if that prediction would prove to be true. Maybe we'll know if we finally hear his views on the issues.
Orrin Hatch, the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, attacked the suggestion that Estrada's views are out of the mainstream.
Mr. Estrada testified that he is committed to following the precedents of higher courts faithfully and giving them full force and effect, even if he disagrees with them. And even if he believes that such precedents are erroneous, he's going to follow them. Now that's, you can't ask any more than that. That's mainstream. That's not out of the mainstream. That's mainstream.
It's likely nobody's mind was changed yesterday. Democrats may try to stop the nomination with a filibuster. If they were successful, it would be a first in U.S. history for an appellate court nominee. But it's not clear whether Democrats have the votes or the stomach to do it. Republican Arlen Specter warned there's too much judicial politics in the Senate, and he said the Republicans have been as guilty of it as the Democrats. It's time, he said, to change that. From the sound of yesterday's debate, it doesn't look like that will happen anytime soon. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.